This is KNKX News. The schedule is set for Major League Soccer to resume play this year. A tournament begins next month in Orlando, Florida. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. So, Art, how is this going to work?
All 26 teams are going to participate in this tournament, and they're all guaranteed 3 games at minimum. They're going to be organized in groups, as they do for a World Cup tournament, and everyone will play 3 games. Then the teams that lead each group will advance to the knockout round, quarterfinals, semifinals, and eventually a championship game on August 11th. So the maximum any team will be at this Orlando tournament is going to be 7 weeks, and that would only be for the final two. It's a long time to be on the road without family, and there will be no fans for any of these games. But after August 11th comes the big drama, because the league has not made a commitment to return to the regular season yet. What they say is they're going to look at the national landscape as far as the progress or the withering of coronavirus and make a decision then as to when they might be able to continue, or maybe they won't continue at all and suspend the season or even cancel it at that point. But that remains to be seen. The 7-week tournament appears to be ready to go starting on July 8th.
When we talked about this plan a few weeks ago, there were a lot of questions about coronavirus testing. Those questions appear to have been answered now, right?
Well, they've got a fairly aggressive protocol for testing. The teams now can work out in their individual cities. The Sounders are working out at their Starfire facility in Tukwila. Then, before they get on the plane on the 24th, they'll be tested. And when they get off the plane, they'll be tested. And thereafter, they're going to be tested in Orlando every other day for the first 14 days in Florida. And then after that, they will be tested, quote unquote, regularly. And if anybody is testing positive, they will be immediately quarantined and their contacts traced. Now, it's unclear what will happen if 3 or 4 players on one team test positive, but I guess they'll cross that bridge when they come to it. The one vulnerability I see in their testing protocol is that all the MLS teams will be sequestered in one single hotel, but they're not going to test the hotel service personnel. That seems to me to be a vulnerability, and the MLS says we're willing to live with it.
So all of this testing is likely of particular importance to Sounders star Jordan Morris of Mercer Island, who has an underlying health condition of diabetes, which puts him in a higher risk category.
Jordan Morris is a good example of the player's concerns for anybody who has an underlying condition or another health concern. And the MLS and the players' union have agreed to excuse any player who wants out of the tournament for health reasons or a family concern. So that part has been settled, but Jordan Morris is not going to worry about that. According to general manager Garth Lagerway, I asked him what Jordan's status was for the tournament, and he said it's a go. He had a conversation with Jordan's father, Michael Morris, who is the team's medical director, and Michael Morris told Lagerway early on when the pandemic began to shut down all of sports that whenever they return, Jordan says this is nothing to be afraid of. We're going to have to see how all this plays out now. Everyone hopes that the testing protocol is going to be sufficient to sustain the tournament.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.